Populist leaders come to power by depicting themselves as embodying the will of the people. The leader is seen as emancipating the people and leading them in a revolt, while at the same time preserving the values and way of life that the people hold so dear. Ironically, while a populist leader will represent himself as one of the people, as soon as he comes to power, he will inevitably become part of the elite that he once fought to overthrow. To stay in power, these leaders often use scapegoating to explain why things haven't changed or why they weren't able to keep their electoral promises. Because now, instead of the elite, it's a rogue faction or a secret society that is preventing them from doing their job and truly emancipating the people. Populist leaders want to be relatable. That's why they so frequently present themselves as the common man or simply reluctant politicians. They are usually known for their charisma and machismo and want to be seen as men of action. They have a tendency to use crass language as they think it makes them endearing to their supporters. They also frequently offer overly simplistic solutions to complicated problems just to appease the public, which they present as common sense solutions. Men aren't the only ones guilty of using populism for political gain. Female leaders too will usually present themselves in line with their supporters' values, usually in a persona that emphasizes their role as a mother or wife, or as someone who is fighting against the male-dominated boys' club, that is, contemporary politics. Next time, before you vote, have a close look at the person you are voting for, and ask yourself, are they just telling me what I want to hear?